Auto workers giving it back.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Good morning. As General Motors teeters near bankruptcy, Canadian auto workers have approved a cost-cutting deal with GM Canada. The agreement will freeze pension payments until 2015. It'll pay new hires less money. Today in Detroit, United Auto Workers are gathering to learn about an agreement that could involve the loss of 21,000 factory jobs. That deal is one of the hurdles GM's got to clear before a June 1st deadline set by the White House. The deal could also involve GM making cars in China, and we're going to get more on that aspect of the story in a few minutes from our Shanghai correspondent. Another major American retailer reports earnings today, Borders Books. Its rival, Barnes & Noble, reported a loss last week. Borders is hoping some new managers from outside the book world can revive its faded business. Here's Marketplace's Amy Scott.
Borders' fate rests in the hands of two finance guys. The new CEO comes from private equity. The chairman is an ex-hedge fund exec.
From the financial standpoint, hopefully these guys know how to turn around a business.
That's longtime Borders stockholder Lou Kassman. He's not convinced the new bosses know how to run a book business at a time when more people are buying at Walmart or reading electronic books. The new management plans to scale back music sales and slash costs. Analyst Michael Norris with Simba Information says that won't be enough.
I just worry that they don't have, you know, their finger on the pulse of what book retailing and book selling actually is, because you can't cost cut your way to prosperity in the book business.
Norris says Borders needs to take a page from independent booksellers. That may mean deploying weapons rarely used in the cutthroat world of high finance, down-home events like readings and cooking demonstrations that draw people into the stores. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
World markets are down today. Wall Street will be coming off a 0.5% gain last week. Investors somewhat optimistic about the future, but disappointed by reports on today's economy. The Dow stands at 8,268. Asian markets closed lower today by 1% or so. European markets are down 1-2%. The euro fell this morning after Germany's financial regulator was quoted in a British paper saying the toxic debts of German banks could explode like a grenade. From the European desk in London, Stephen Beard has more.
The head of Germany's main financial regulator warns that the country's banks could blow up if they don't seek the protection of the government's bank rescue plan. He's quoted in Britain's Daily Telegraph saying that rating agencies could be poised to downgrade the bank's mortgage-backed securities. He says that will eat into the bank's already depleted reserves. Markets could then kill any bank that doesn't have government backing. Dan O'Brien is with the Economist Intelligence Unit. He says the regulator is warning that Germany faces an additional problem.
The banks will have two hits. They'll have a hit from toxic assets, and they'll have a hit from a very deep recession from German companies going bust and individuals not being able to repay the loans.
The regulator's warning coincides with news today that in the first quarter, the German economy shrank at its fastest pace since reunification in 1990. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters, offering breaking news, exclusive stories, and insights that impact today's financial markets. More at newsfirst.reuters.com. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 436 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
As I mentioned, UAW members gather in Detroit today to learn about a proposed cost-cutting agreement with General Motors. Besides plant closings and job losses, the deal could involve GM assembling cars in China and selling them here. Can GM produce quality cars in China? Here's Marketplace's Scott Tong in Shanghai.
Consultant Kent Kettle owns a made-in-China car, and he puts it up against anything from Detroit. He drives a Regal from Buick.
The Beike, they call it, is you tell someone you have a Beike, and you're pretty cool.
Kettle's Buick rolled off the GM assembly line in Shanghai about 6 years ago. It then accumulated what Kettle calls China miles.
You know, not only the stops and starts of driving in a big city like this, but you're going over a road that is being repaired, and they don't worry about smoothing it over as they're repairing it. They just leave the human-sized potholes there.
Under the hood, Kettle explains most of the parts also come from China. And he says so do most of the components in your car.
Wiring, pumps, hoses, very often the batteries are made here. Things like hydraulics, very high-tech, highly machined parts, some of them are still shipped in from outside, but more and more, they are made here.
In 2011, GM hopes to assemble 17,000 Buick LaCrosses in Shanghai and sell them in the U.S. The company already imports cars built in Mexico and Korea. And if you wonder about China quality, former Chrysler executive Bill Russo says you shouldn't. He is an industry consultant in Beijing.
GM doesn't have a North American production system and a China production system. They have a production system.
And the quality checks are the same.
And those standards are global. They're not dumbing down the car for China.
If anything, industry folks think GM's plants in China are better because they're newer. Auto analyst Zhong Shi.
The robots in the Chinese plants are the latest. Other factories abroad brought their heavy machinery years ago, so they're not going to upgrade anytime soon.
Of course, China's big advantage to GM is cheap labor. And to the UAW, tens of thousands of American jobs are at stake. It's a painful reality of globalization, and Bill Russo thinks the auto industry has come late to it.
The Apple-style rethink of where do you innovate, where do you assemble, where do you localize your parts, that fundamental rethink in this global context really hasn't occurred.
GM's union talks are still ongoing, and in the end, they could decide not to import cars assembled in China. Still, the dominant view from here is it's just a matter of time before that happens. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Volkswagen is reportedly talking with Chinese battery maker BYD about teaming up on hybrid and electric vehicles powered by lithium batteries. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway invested $250 million in BYD last year. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.